Okay, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready to rock.
All right, fantastic. I'm looking at the camera. I'm used to doing recordings looking at cameras. It doesn't matter, does it?
No.
Hey, Rick Prosser here from Kingdom Works. It's great to be with you again, and super bringing you some programs here in and throughout the region. You're going to love my special guest today, Darren and Beck Chapman. Welcome to the program, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Rick. How you doing, man?
Fantastic. Fantastic. So for our listeners, obviously we're in lockdowns at the moment, so we're recording live on Zoom, and I've zoomed into Darren and Beck's home, actually into their bedroom.
That's true.
It's a true story. It is a true story. Hey, we've got an e-news that goes out as well. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us and subscribe to that, just to let you know what's happening around the region. There's still some great things happening, I'm telling you. Hey, we're going to be talking about Darren together with his wife. Well, I say Darren's an author of a book, The Happy Marriage, but the case study has been Beck and their marriage.
That's true, mate.
So I thought we'd lean into this week and next week. We're going to talk about the book, The Happy Marriage, and maybe get some insights and some encouragement, some things that can help us in our marriages, those of you who are married, and as well give some insight. Those of you who aren't married, thinking about it, this could help be very helpful for you, planning for the future. But we're also leaning into next week is Marriage Week. And so we thought it was really appropriate that we lean into this discussion. So, well, firstly, guys, well done, Beck, on allowing Darren to write about your marriage.
Oh, look, I did pre-read, so, you know, it's got a tick of approval.
I guess some of us are thinking, how much editing did you do? Did you just say, look, you just can't say that, mate?
Only on a few things.
Do we get any sort of unedited versions on those few things? Maybe, or let's lean in a little conversation. Just put a pause on that for a moment. well done to you, Darren, for having the discipline to write a book. The Happy Marriage. Just tell us where that came from, the thought of writing into marriage, mate.
Yeah, look, it was just a lot of conversations over the years with a lot of couples, and Beck and I just realized we had a real passion to help couples to be happy long term, like not just for a little while, but to have a great marriage, to be really healthy, really happy with each other, and, you know, with all the changes that go on with life and everything. And so, I just thought, you know, I started getting encouraged by people to put some notes down, and I just started writing it all out and kind of just realized that there's over the heaps of conversations that we'd had with couples that we were really talking about the same thing a lot. And so I thought, you know what, this is actually going to be a great framework for a book. And so it just kind of formulated. It just kind of, materialized and shaped over the time. Took me a couple of years to write it. It's really, really happy with the result. It's kind of written for the average Australian kind of Joe, and, you know, just anyone can pick it up.
So you're happy. You're happy with the book.
Pretty much.
Just to put some context in, Beck, I might get you just to speak into, so our listeners get to know and understand who you are, the stage of life you're in, and family and what that looks like.
Yeah. So for us, we have been married for 23 years. We've got four kids, so three teenage boys that, you know, are fast approaching adult years, and 11-year-old girl. I guess, like lots of people, if you've been married for any length of time, you've been through an awful lot of different seasons. Whether there's kids involved or not, you know, you spend more than 5 years together, you don't start having some tough conversations.
So the diapers have gone. I mean, that would have been a different stage. And you're busy working full time as well. Just share a little bit about you, Beck, you, and then Darren, you.
Yeah. So we are both pastors in a church in Newcastle, and sort of on the team there. And I work full time with childcare setting. And so, you know, life's pretty busy with work and pastoral things and kids. You know, both our parents sort of are still around as well. So, you know, family's important to us.
That's very cool, because this shapes part of the context to how to keep a happy marriage in a busy lifestyle as well.
Yeah.
Darren, a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so, I mean, as Beck said, we're pastors at a church in Newcastle, it's C3, and, yeah, just it's I work a couple of days a week for our community centre. I work for Christians Against Poverty, for CAP. I'm a debt coach for there, and also, again, on staff at the church. So, yeah, a full-time load, and then, you know, like Beck said, the kids and extracurricular stuff as well.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Well, let's lean into a little bit about the happy marriage. And you guys are looking pretty happy, actually, for our listeners. I'm looking at these guys. They're actually sitting on their bed. Can you believe this? It's quite appropriate. It's almost like you guys have staged the set for the discussion.
Place away from the kids, Rick.
That's right.
Yes, that might be the
secret. Only it was further away.
There's an inside scoop there. That might be the edited edition. Cut that out, Darren. You can't say keeping away from the kids is going to help us, mate, stay happier. Hey, if you just joined us, it's Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. My special guest today are Darren and Beck Chapman. We're talking about the happy marriage. We're leaning into Marriage Week, which is coming up from the 12th to the 18th of September. Where are we going to start? What, Darren, just share with us a little bit. We've talked a little bit about how the book came and your desire to help people not just stay married but have a happy marriage.
Right.
Is there a coherent theme through the book that you would say just keeps surfacing in terms of the aim and the goal of staying happy in marriage?
Yeah, the theme is definitely intimacy. How do we build and maintain intimacy for our entire married life together? So how do we, like, I realize that we really need to focus on three main things to make that intimacy happen and to make that intimacy continue, really. And that's to focus on our connection. How connected are we to one another? Unity, how much are we on the same page? With everything that matters to us. And thirdly, vision. So are we going in the same direction in our lives together? Are we parallel with one another, or are we kind of veering off and drifting apart? So my kind of thesis is that if we are really connected and we're on the same page and we're going in the same direction, intimacy is a natural byproduct of those things, because we already like each other. We're already in love. But it's also about maintaining that kind of that connection, that emotional connection, that, you know, we talk, we have fun, we play, there's play, there's laughter, there's joy in our relationship. And then when we hit a kind of a roadblock, that's just something that we're not on the same page about yet. So that's an opportunity for us to go, oh, we actually don't agree on this thing yet. How do we find the place of agreement with that thing, whether it's, you know, housework or whether it's money or sex or anything? How do we get on the same page about that thing? And that's why we're not, like, when you have a disagreement, it's an area that you're not in agreement. Yeah. So we have to kind of work out, well, what do you think and what do I think, and how do we compromise and be flexible and get on the same page?
Very good.
The book's really about intimacy and how you build it and maintain it long term.
So, Beck, a question: in a busy lifestyle, I mean, sometimes you can come up with a roadblock and, you know, you're just tired. You know, it's like, oh, I don't even want to talk about this. It's like, oh, that roadblock's going to go. Surely it'll go. You know what I mean? In terms of a stall or something. And so in the busy lifestyle, what's a strategy that you've used, Beck, where you can raise the roadblock in the midst of a busy lifestyle?
Yeah, look, hey, we all know what it's like to be tired. It comes with being an adult, I'm pretty sure. You know, regardless of the phase of life you're at, I think that, you know, whether it's physical tiredness or just, you know what, I'm just tired of talking about this, you know, they're both real factors that impact your relationship. and just put a bit of a wedge or start to create, you know, a bit of a divide. So for us, we made a decision when we first got married. You know, we were pretty young, married at, you know, 21 and 22.
Yeah.
But we just decided that no matter how hard the conversation was, we were always going to talk about it. And look, are there times in the last 20 plus years that I've regretted that we ever said that? Heck yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, like they're not always fun conversations. But I think we've sort of learned, you know, down the track that there's so much value in them. It's worth persevering. And so whether you're a bit tired or whether you're sick of having the conversation, you know, just to push past that and go, you know what, like long-term, having a happy marriage, like having a thriving marriage, not just surviving marriage, was really important to us. So we would always sort of put that aside and just go, no, we committed at the beginning that we were going to have hard conversations.
Yeah, that's very cool. I mean, so it's interesting as you're talking then about, you know, the same conversation going around. It's like you can have the roadblocks. It feels like there's a dead end, but then there's the roundabout conversation. You just feel like, haven't we gone around before? It's like, this looks like the same scenery.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
And where's the off ramp?
So Darren, how do you get in the off ramp? Is it finding that place of agreement? Is it compromise? What have you learnt to get off that merry-go-round?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of compromise. There's a lot of give and take. There's a lot of sacrifice. There's a lot of, you know, I'm happy to do it your way because our unity is more important than me getting my own way.
Right. So one of those core values kicks into motion.
That's right.
And so if there's disagreement, it's like the compromise might come. Well, actually, that the second point of unity is going to trump that other one.
That's right.
So I don't know what it's like for you guys, but sometimes I get a bit stubborn. It's like, no, I'm right.
Yeah. No, that doesn't happen here.
No, never, never.
So how do you end that? You know what I mean? Because sometimes you just want to stick your heels and it's like, come on, give me a break.
I think that,
I'm in it for unity, but my way.
Yeah, like the other part of the process, because you've got sacrifice and compromise, but the other part of the process is understanding. So as we listen to each other, we are actually understanding the other person better. We're like, oh, that's why you think that way. That's why that's really, really valuable to you.
Right.
And then out of love, we were able to then give a little bit more or flex a little bit more and go, well, actually, right, let's do it that way because that's actually really valuable to you. Yeah. So it's about just finding the place of agreement and continuing to flex and learn and understand the other person until you've landed in there.
Yes. Yeah, so in that, you've raised something really cool. It's about the our ability to listen,
right,
rather than be heard. Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
So Beck, in your marriage now, I know you've cut things out of the book. We all know that. It's on record. But Beck, in it with you guys, how's that listening capacity? Is that because you guys have articulated some of the key areas, has that improved since you got clarity on the areas that you want to agree in?
Yeah, look, I think there's certainly been times where sometimes I am pretty stubborn and sometimes I just want to be right about something. And I guess what I've realized over time is that the more I get an understanding, like some of these conversations, they're not a quick fix. So if you're 15 minutes from leaving to go to visit a friend or go to work, don't start the conversation then.
Right.
You know, pick your time.
Right.
If it's, you know, 5 minutes before you sort of really just want to be asleep, don't start a big D&M then. You know, get a bit smart with that. But I've learned over time, I think, that once I understand better where Darren's coming from, I also, I guess, learn about myself in the process. And there's sometimes been things where I've gone, you know what, I probably could stop digging my heels in because I actually don't care about it as much as he does. So maybe I could just let this one go. It doesn't need to become a thing.
Mm.
So what was big for you wasn't big for him.
Right.
That's right. Or vice versa. Realizing that, you know what, I could probably just not be a cow and let this go.
I tell you what, it's refreshing to hear a lady say that. And to all the fellas, that might be a message for you, actually, because I've got no doubt there's some strong-willed fellas listening in, actually. Hey, just before we go, we're gonna link up again next week. But Darren, just give our listeners one tip that they can do over the course of marriage week that will help in their marriage. Just one thing.
Okay. One thing is to, because we're in lockdown here in Newcastle.
Yeah.
So it would be to put your phone away for a couple of hours every night. Put your phone in a drawer. Like, forget about it, put it on charge in another room, and don't pick it up for the rest of the night if you can, because that's going to help your connection.
Very cool. And don't turn on the TV.
That's it.
That's very cool. It's the screen. That's awesome. That's a great tip. Hey, it's been great being with you. We're going to catch up again next week. We're leaning into marriage week. The happy marriage is the, we're talking to the incubation hub of the happy marriage. With Darren Chapman as the author and Beck Chapman, his beautiful wife, who's given him credibility to write this book. Hey, so if you're interested in the book, get in touch with us at kingdomworks.org.au. We'll put you in there. It's great being with you. Go to our website if you want to hear more. Get in touch with the Darren and Beck and the programs that we've aired lately and the people that we've elevated. I'm looking forward to joining you again next week. Bye for now.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks.
All right, you ready to go again?
Yeah mate. that was easy.
There we go. Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Great being with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. We've got an e-news that goes out. You can subscribe to that. We promise we won't spam your inbox with heaps of emails. I think one goes out every 3 or 4 weeks. I'm not even sure, actually, but I think it's every 3 or 4 weeks. And we just want to equip you and give you some things that's going to inform you of what the Lord's doing in and around our rear. I tell you, it's a great day to be alive. It might be in lockdown, but it's still a great day to be alive. You're going to love my special guest today. We're picking up again from our conversation last week about the happy marriage. It is marriage week here, the nation celebrating marriage week. I don't know what circumstance and situation you're in. But these two guys are going to love this. You're going to love listening to them. Darren and Beck Chapman. Darren's the author of a book called The Happy Marriage. And the reason he's been able to author a book on The Happy Marriage is because of his wife, Beck.
Yes.
So welcome to the program again, guys. It's awesome having you here.
Thanks, Rick. So good to be here again today, mate. Thanks.
Fantastic. Well, I hope it's been a happy marriage since last time we spoke.
Yeah, a whole week, mate. Yeah, not much can happen in a week, or can
it? Well, actually, in the married life, probably a lot can happen in a week.
That's right.
Good, bad, and indifferent, I imagine.
Absolutely.
We talked last week. I love the tip that you gave us last week, Darren. Just one thing, a takeaway that you could do to build into a happy marriage. Mm-hmm. And your tip was each evening, put your phone away for a few hours.
Yeah, that's right.
To create some space and lessen the distraction and the voices and the messages coming into your world. I thought that was really cool. I hope some of our listeners were able to do that. How are you going on that, Darren?
Some days I'm better than others, to be honest. I've got a little app on my phone called Forest, and you set a timer for a couple of hours, and it's the idea is to put your phone away for a couple of hours, get some good headspace, okay, connect with those you love.
Very cool. There's an app, Forest. I asked the wrong person. I should have asked Beck. Beck, how's Darren going with that?
Hey, look, same answer. Most days he's not doing too badly.
Yeah, that's great. Darren, how's Beck going with that?
Yeah, same, really. I think we probably catch each other on our phones about the same amount these days. Yeah.
Very cool. Hey, so the theme of the book is how to build intimacy and how to maintain intimacy in your marriage. You talk about three areas: connection, unity, and vision.
Right.
And so let's just lean into point one, connection. Just speak into that a little bit about building connection intentionally.
Yeah, right. So at the foundation of any good relationship is emotional, like connection, emotional attachment. And we all know what it feels like to be disconnected, like to feel disconnected from our spouse or that, you know, someone that we really love and want to be connected to. We know what it's like to feel distant, to have something awkward going on. So the goal in marriage is to maintain like a really healthy, strong level of connection, because everything else flows better from that place. So if you think about a whole bunch of gears on a bike or in a car or whatever, those gears are going to turn a lot better and a lot easier when the oil is flowing. And so connection is like oil, right? So if the oil is flowing, then we can sort out problems better and we're more on the same page and life kind of flows a bit more smoothly because we feel connected to each other. We talk, we're open, we're vulnerable, we're honest with one another. And we laugh together, we have fun, we debrief the day, things like that. We're on the same kind of wavelength when it comes to life, because we're doing it together, we're not doing it separately. So that's kind of really what the whole first point of the book is, really, is like, let's get connection flowing, let's overcome a whole bunch of barriers to connection, and then let's make it a foundation for our relationship.
I like that word flow, you know, because there's movement in it, you know, because sometimes you can, you know, stall and stop, but there's life in the flow.
Yes.
I love that. I'm going to ask Beck to give our listeners one good practical application in that portion.
Yeah.
Just to see, she's reaching for the book. No, she's not. I'm just kidding. So I'm just going to put it over to Beck in just a minute and just make another comment on what you've said there in the daily debrief, Darren.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We talked a little bit last week about being a good listener.
Right.
And I've been guilty at times for asking my wife just for the short version. help us, some of us that are a little bit wide like that. Although it's like, yeah, you know, sometimes I've been guilty of saying, yeah, I know you've said that, I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's pretty common, mate. And I still do it to Beck too.
Okay.
I've got to realize.
I think it's a male thing, isn't it?
I think it's more of a human thing, really. Okay. I think we want to get to the point sometimes. And I think if we're valuing the connection, then we're more willing to listen longer. So I would recommend, like, don't set a timer on how long you want to talk for. Like, you know, Beck will come home and she'll, while I'm making dinner, she'll sit at the bench and we'll just chat. Yeah, and sure. we're not trying to get away from each other. We're not trying to get through like an agenda or anything. The point is to connect. So you got to listen longer than you feel comfortable with, really.
Thanks. I'll take that advice on. I appreciate that. That is a good time, though, when in meal preparation time, if you're in the town at the same time. So, Beck, one practical way that we can improve in it to move towards and maintain and build intimacy and connection, what would be a take home? What can we do that's going to help that?
I think that, like, back to that sort of question on you know, listening for a little bit longer. You know, you sort of said, I think it's a male thing. Look, I think it's related to topics. If you're not that interested in the topic.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, Darren can talk basketball and my eyes are glazing over and I'm wishing it was going to end, right? So, you know, it goes both ways, I think is fair to say.
Good point.
But
so true.
You know, sometimes I just force myself to keep nodding and smiling and going, right, okay, and hope that he doesn't ask me any further questions. You know, don't give me a follow-up question on that one. Hey, it's true for you as well. You know it. But Darren will tend to sometimes, I think, pushed himself a little bit with this, because it's not that he hasn't from time to time fallen asleep true story, while I'm talking and he's sitting up.
Never, never.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I know, unbelievable, isn't it? Just terrible. But he will sort of ask for more information, even when I know that sometimes he's like, yeah, he probably doesn't really want to know that much, but he knows it's important to me. So therefore he will say, you know, oh, and what then? Like, yeah. Like a girlfriend, girlfriends want every little detail. Yeah. Most husbands don't want every little detail.
No, that's no. Right.
No.
So, you know, that's a
really good point. So lean into what's important for them.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Even if it is at your expense, even if you're going to nod off, Darren.
Well, yeah, look, I maybe that was a bad day. Like, yeah, give each other the space to have a bad day every now and then.
And so maybe somewhere in the happy marriage it talks about not keeping a record of those wrongs. And
yeah. Well, the Bible says a lot of stuff about that, mate. So,
hey, if you've just joined us, it's Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. My special guests today are Darren and Beck Chapman. It is marriage week, and they've authored a book, The Happy Marriage. Because I tell you what, Darren, you are the author, but yeah, that ain't happening without Beck.
That's right. I just wrote the words, mate.
you just wrote the words and created the case study and got permission.
Basically, yes.
Which flows out of a passion for you both to champion good, healthy, long-standing and happy marriages.
Right.
So the other point, the next theme in your book, the main theme is how to build and maintain intimacy. Three areas: connection, unity, and then vision. Let's talk about unity. Let's just speak into that for a moment, Aaron.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I define unity as being on the same page. Yeah. I mean, it's probably a definition that's a little bit too simple, but unity is like alignment. So on everything that really matters to us, we're in agreement about. So we understand the other person. We are in agreement with it. So something that might be a challenge for some would be maybe parenting. You might have teenagers, you might have young children, but you might not love the way that your spouse responds to the kids in certain scenarios. So that's an area that you're not in agreement about. So that requires talking, not in front of the kids, but behind closed doors, and saying, hey, I don't really love it when you do it like that. And having a conversation that helps you to understand each other and then land in a place of agreement. So we do that by, if something's like really kind of going to be fairly big and confronting, we have like a code phrase that we use to kind of prepare the other person. And we'll say, hey, in the interest of open communication, and that's our kind of opener. That's our kind opener to prepare the other person. Hey, I need to talk about something. It's not going to be super fun, but I need you to listen to me, and I want to hear what you've got to say about it too. And that
kind of means brace yourself.
That's right. Brace yourself, because this conversation is incoming. Those kind of conversations, they help us to kind of understand the other person better and to find those places of agreement so that we can have unity, so that we can know that, well, we're together on everything that's important to us.
Very cool. I love that. So you guys you've just implemented a strategy on how to open a door.
Right, right.
For a really important thing. Beck, did you want to just speak into that a little bit, or add to what Darren just said around building unity, and maybe flow on from that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that conversations that are awkward for you, or the ones that you just think, oh my goodness, I don't even know how to say this, even though, you know, you're on the same team, you love each other, but there's still some things that are hard to say to each other, because you know that it might hurt, or you know that it might be just a bit of a sensitive area. And so, you know, we kind of went with this, you know, look, in the interest of open communication, that's just our way to try and look, I want to be kind about this, and I don't know how else to say it, so I'm just going to say it. Like, and so the other person knows then that, like, all right, even if it comes out like a bit harsh, the intention is for the good of us. the good of, you know, us as a team.
Yes.
And, you know, factoring in that however hard the conversation's going to be, our heart is for us.
Right.
And for each other.
Brilliant. I love that because it clarifies the intention.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And if you work something out, you get to benefit from it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know why people don't talk about things. They, you know, they hide them and they keep them to themselves and they let them fester. But if you just talked about it and, you know, spent a couple of weeks of a bit of back and forth, it might be you have to be a little bit robust or a little bit vulnerable, but you get to the other side of it and you're better and you understand one another and there's your marriage is better for the rest of your life as a result. So
yeah, very good. Just in the short space of time we've got left, just speak into vision.
Yeah, so look, vision is about we want to go in the same direction long-term together. We don't want to wake up 15, 20 years from now and realize that we're in two completely different places and we want different things out of life. We want to have those kind of conversations that ask the question about the future. What do you want to do in this life? Like, what are your goals? What are your dreams? What do we want to do together? Yeah. What are we here on planet Earth for? What did God put us here for? What's our contribution to the kingdom, to the church? What's our contribution to the world going to be? And how can we do that together? How can I empower you to achieve your goals? Mm-hmm. How can you empower me to achieve my goals? And how can we achieve our together goals at the same time? Because I don't want us to drift, you know, like the world experiences drift, you know, like if you go out swimming and you're swimming in the waves, and you turn around after 20 minutes and you find that you're not in the flags anymore, then that's drift. And that's what happens in life as well in marriage. So you've got to talk about the future, talk about what you both want, and are we building the future that we want together?
Yeah, that's brilliant, mate. Brilliant. Yeah, there's a great book. I just looked on the bookshelf called Mission Drift, actually. If you're just slightly, just a degree off,
right?
You're just never going to hit it together. Yeah. Beck, maybe a word of encouragement for people that may feel like in over the years or the time, whether it be short or long term, there may be a little bit of drift happening.
I would say that with that, you've kind of, it's important to assess from time to time where you're at. I think, you know, it's like if you don't ever look back to see where the flags are, you have no idea that you've drifted.
Right.
Very good.
You know, I think that even if you realize that actually we've just had a 5-year drift apart, once you realize you can do something about it, it's better off to, even if it's not good where you're at, it's better off to know where you're at so that you can, you know, put things in place, start having those tough conversations, you know, and it might be a case of, hey, in the interest of an open communication, I feel like we've drifted.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Beck, I think I'm going to leave you with the last word, actually.
I love that.
I knew you'd love that. My wife loves that, actually. I knew you'd love that. And it's probably in the book, is it, Darren? It's probably one of the, you know, in the end notes. If all in doubt, let the wife have the last word. And happy.
That's marriage. It, mate. That's it.
But congratulations on the book, A Happy Marriage. Beck, something that a fella could do for his wife that's going to help her in developing and fostering and intimacy and a happy marriage.
Look, Darren brings me a coffee every morning before I even get out of bed. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I would say, though, in seriousness, ask her.
Okay.
Ask her, and ladies, tell him he's not a mind reader.
That's awesome.
Make it clear.
But interesting, though, the point that you raised, and I've got no doubt a coffee in the morning is very powerful. But interesting, it's not a big thing.
No, and it doesn't need to be.
The small things add up, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Hey, well, it's been fantastic having you both on the program with us over the last 2 weeks and talking about the happy marriage, celebrating marriage week. And that's our prayer for every couple out there And those that are moving into marriage, those that have been there a long time, that God would bless you with a happy marriage. Go to our website, kingdomwork.org.au. That's where you can find us. Get in touch with us. And we'd love to put you in touch with these guys and get this book in your hand. Your life will benefit from it. Your family, your marriage will benefit. Your kids will benefit. And their kids will benefit from modeling a happy marriage. Yeah. So well done to you guys. It's been great having you on the program.
Thanks, Rick. Cheers, mate.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to joining you again soon. Bye for now.